This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. International Dawn Chorus Day takes place on the 3rd of May this year. The Dawn Chorus is a symphony of song performed by birds who are mating and trying to defend their patch. Some species sing throughout the day, but dawn is the best time to hear the birds sing together. We're joined by Beth Dean, a wildlife expert from the RSPB, to learn how you can enjoy the day. But first, let's hear a taster from the RSPB, recorded at Hamwell Nature Reserve. Hi Beth, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, what is the Dawn Chorus?
So the Dawn Chorus is often nicknamed nature's greatest symphony, and it refers to the collective calls and vocalizations created mostly by male birds singing at the break of day. As we approach the nesting season, as we are in the nesting season, our wild birds are all competing with each other for a mate. So singing loudly at dawn, especially after a cold night, takes a great deal of energy. So only the fittest and best fed males are able to sustain those powerful songs. And in doing so, they're showing their potential mates that they are strong, that they are healthy, and that they are capable of holding the territory. It's just a morning of showing off.
And as you said, this is part of a larger season of mating and defending territory. Why is May the 3rd a particularly good day to enjoy the symphony?
The 3rd of May is recognised as International Dawn Chorus Day. And I think this is a day where people can come together, communities can come together, your neighbours can come together, and you can go out and listen to the Dawn Chorus. I mean, it's a way that you can connect with nature, but also with your neighbours, which maybe we don't do so much anymore.
And we'll be going into more detail about how people can identify the birds and which birds they can enjoy. But can you give us a sneak peek of some of the birds that people will be able to listen to ahead of our next conversation?
A listen out for the wood pigeon. It has a very distinctive call, and there's a way that I've learned to be able to recognise them and differentiate them from other species.
Well, let's listen to their call now. And what is your tip, Beth?
They sound like they're singing their name. Some people think they sound like they're saying, I don't want to go, don't want to go, I don't want to go. But I think, for me to be able to remember them, I think they're saying, wood, wood, pigeon, wood, wood, pigeon.
Perfect. We'll use that on May the 3rd. And where can people learn more information about the Dawn Chorus and where to go to enjoy it?
So the RSPB website does have a lot of information about the Dawn Chorus. So if you want to learn more, I would definitely recommend starting there. The wonderful thing about Dawn Chorus is you don't have to be able to see the birds to get enjoyment from it. And you don't have to particularly go anywhere other than remaining in your house to be able to hear the Dawn Chorus. So you can wrap up warm, go to your local green space if you can. But also you can just open your window, your bedroom window, your living room window, and just let the sound come to you.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Beth Dean from the RSPB. And we'll join you again soon to learn more about how to identify birds from their song. Thank you to everyone who recorded these lovely bird songs. To learn more about the individual birds, their songs, and the credits for the recordings, go to www.rspb.org.uk.